We will sing, sing, sing of his mercy, of his grace, his never-ending, overwhelming grace. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Thank you, Jesus, that you're here today. You saved us, you freed us, oh, and that we can sing about your goodness. And let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. You are good, good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, good Lord, you're good Lord. Oh, yes, you're good, you're good, you're faithful. Oh, oh. I'm here because you're faithful. You never leave us and you never forsake us. And you're never gonna let me down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your presence. He's good. He is good all the time. He never changes. He said he would never leave us. If he's feeling far away from you today, then just lean in a little bit closer to him. Lean into his grace. Lean into his mercy. Lean into his peace, his rest, his hope, his joy. He is the reason for this season. We are here today to worship and to praise him with everything that is in us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Earth in shadow, restlessly whole, labor's waiting in silent hope for the promise it longs to know. What heaven the Prince of is Prince of Peace, the light of mercy. Confess our sins, we can lay our burdens at Jesus' feet, and with gladness sing.
Lowly manger in all our
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, his power that he left his place as a king. He laid that down to come as a babe, to live among us, to feel what we feel, to walk through what we walk through, so that he could save us, save you, and save me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. Set you free. Do you believe that Jesus' power has broken every chain? Yes? Amen. Hey, come on, church. I want to hear you sing.
Together. God, we thank you for this season. Thank you for all that you are, all that you've done, all that you've given to us. We just look to you this morning. We focus our eyes on you this morning. We quiet our hearts and our distractions and our busyness and our worries, our stresses this morning, and we ask that you'd speak to us this morning, that you'd deposit whatever you need to into our lives this morning, that you would give us your perspective as we go into Christmas, that it wouldn't be about what the world makes it about, but it would be about the truth, about who you are, about what you did, and we look to you to speak that truth and make that our reality in this season. And so we just open up our hearts and our lives to you this morning. And thank you for this church family and our own families, both in this room and out. And ask that you overshadow us, you bless us, you just breathe life into every member, every person. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't we take up our offering this morning as well? Thank you. Can we give the worship team a hand, please, and thank you? So good. Eli, it's so good to see you up there, man. That's amazing. I love it. So good. How's everyone this morning? Man, I love this Sunday because, like, the Burnses are back, the Slobodas are back, the Klosses are back. It just feels so good. I love it. What? It does. Yeah. Some of us are happy. It fills the house. What? The Klosses? Yeah. Or Santa Claus, whatever you want. It's fine. Well, welcome to Emerge Church. It's so good to have you. Man, Christmas is in like 3 days. That's crazy. Crazy. Well, if you're new with us this morning, thank you for joining us. It's so good to have you. We've got Belong cards kind of all around the room. They're the blue cards. Just a chance for us to get to know who you are and help you to get plugged into the life of church here. So if you want to fill one out, we've got a gift for you as well. So please do so. Just have a few announcements before we get going. First thing, we've got Christmas Eve service on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. This is actually a really special service for me, and I'm excited. 2 years ago, Tuesday, was the first time I ever spoke at church, ever, in front of a congregation. And so I get to do it again, but it's going to be 2 years later, and I'm just excited to share my heart and some things that have been just consistently confirmed to me the last couple of weeks of where I want to go. And so I'm looking forward to sharing that with you Tuesday night. So join us for that and apple cider and all that goodness. So 7 o'clock Tuesday. Next, we have a newcomers banquet coming up on the 12th of January. Yeah, we're excited. And so basically what this looks like is if you are new to our church as of 2019, you are officially invited. So there's a sign-up sheet up at the back. If you can put down the names of every member of your family so that we can make sure we get the proper amount of food and just for us to share the heart of our church with you. And I'm just really looking forward to that. It's a great time for all of you to join us. So please do so. And last but not least, we have youth conference coming up. It's February 7th and 8th, and so I have all the information at the back printed out for you parents, a letter to you outlining what's happening, where we're going, the cost, all of that stuff. That's open to students grade 7 to 12, so if you have a student in that range or anyone who does, please feel free to grab one. They're just at the back on the table, and all the info should be there for you. Perfect. That's all I have. Pastor Todd?
Oh my goodness, are we tranquil and quiet. We just break that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Silent night, holy night.
Thank you. Okay. Well, good morning, all. Mary. One more time, yell it. Mary? Yeah! Hey, or just scream randomly too is good. Yep, is good. Oh, it is so good to have everyone here on this beautiful, beautiful last Sunday before Christmas, last Sunday before Christmas Eve. Things are ramping up. Things are coming in. Year is coming in for a landing. New year is about to take off. We're going to talk about that in the new year. Rob, just a question. You said that the first time you ever spoke in a church was 2 years ago, and you're going to be speaking on two. Does that mean you're really, really good now, or is that you're fantastic, like over the top? Over the top? Is he over the top? All right, good. Over the top. Well, today, who knew? There it is. I welcome all. And just another plug for our newcomers. We want to say 2019-ish. Okay, if you were here like on December 29th of 2018, call us crazy. We'll let you come. Just call us crazy. That's who we are. And our last banquet, I think was in October of the previous year. So there's that flux time. We don't want to miss anybody, but we do need to know the numbers because, you know, T-bone steaks are very, very expensive. And we want to... Okay, Kraft dinner is very, very expensive. And we also want everyone's name, so we don't want to... We just want to know everybody. Well, good morning. We're speaking on the gift. What a better message to speak on the Sunday before Christmas as the gift. Now, I'm going to be taking a little bit of a twist on the gift, and I hope you bear with me as we navigate this journey. Let's keep it merry and bright for a couple of minutes as I tell a couple of my incredible jokes. True story. Hallelujah. True story? These jokes are a true story. Really. What kind of music do elves like best? Rap music! Rap. Wow. Tough crowd. I told that one at the ministerial choir night, and they were on the aisles. With that joke, they were in the aisles. So let me just keep moving. Hey, exactly, they were in the aisles to run. Let me try a few more. If they don't sell, we're going to move on quickly. Okay, it was Christmas time and the judge was in a merry mood and he asked the defendant, "What are you charged with?" "Simply doing my Christmas shopping early," he replied. "That's no offense," said the judge. "How early were you doing it?" "Before the place was open." That's better. Okay, the teacher was trying to teach math, but to utilize the Christmas holidays, to utilize the theme, she asked little Johnny, "If you have 20 cents and you ask Ebenezer Scrooge for 30 cents more, how much will you have?" And Johnny replied, "20 cents, ma'am." "Oh, Johnny, you don't know your math," she remarked. "Actually, ma'am, you don't know Scrooge." Come on. What do you call an obnoxious reindeer? Rudolph. Almost done. The pain will be over in a moment. Thank you for that. I need that. It's like canned laughter. Can you just belt that out again for me, please? Thank you. What did Adam say to his wife on December 24th? "It's finally Christmas, Eve." What's the difference between Christmas alphabet and ordinary alphabet? The Christmas alphabet has no L. No L. Oh, two more. I promise I'm done. Why don't crabs celebrate Christmas? Because they're selfish. Thank you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. And this brings us all the way back full circle to where we were. What's every parent's favorite Christmas carol? Silent Night. And everybody said, amen and amen. Our message is the Christmas gift. And think about it. Put on your thinking caps, as Pastor Kevin used to say. December 25th. The day of December 25th. Journey with me, would you? Probably hundreds of millions of gifts will be exchanged on that very day. Now, I won't say all at the same time because there's around the world, there's December 25th is actually about a 48-hour window. Not to get technical, but what I'm saying is on their 25th, there will be millions, hundreds of millions possibly of gifts that will be distributed all over the world. See, there's anniversaries, there's birthdays, there's special occasions where there are gifts. But see, they're random. And I've been struck by this all week, and I want you to be caught by it as well. Just kind of go, that's so true. Yeah, yeah. This single universal day, December 25th, where the Western world recognizes this harmonious act of giving gifts year after year after year after year after year after year. Christmas stockings are stuffed with things that are so bright. Christmas trees are full, and it'll be a great delight. And I'm just winging that one anyway. And if we're realistic, if we're honest with ourselves, for the most part, and this is the interesting part of the whole message, very little of this designated swap stuff day has anything to do with really anything. I heard three that's true. There's nothing wrong necessarily with a day designated to swap gifts, but I've been struck by the difference, and watch this. I don't know if anyone's thought about this or pondered this before like I've pondered it this week. But watch. Thanksgiving is about remembering early settlers. Did you know that, church? It's not just about celebrating and worshiping turkey, even if we like turkey, but it's to remember our early settlers that were thankful in this new land. Canada Day is remembering the official launch of our country. And when was that? July 1st, 1867, yes. Remembrance Day is,
it's July 2nd, July 1st, every year,
1867 is when it was launched and birthed. Remembrance Day is remembering our veterans who fought in the war. Labor Day, May 24th weekend, and it goes on and on and on and on. All of them have a designated thing, but they're not necessarily about gifts. And I wonder if people remember all the original meanings of all of these celebration days, not just that it's a day off and we can stay at home and watch TV. I wonder if there's an original meaning of even like Christmas. I bet you there is. I bet you there is. And we're going to talk about that today for the next 3.5 hours. Yes. Give me the word. I love the word. Give me the word. Grant me some more indulgence, would you? As I continue to expand this thought just for a little bit longer, and then we'll get to the point. What's the point, preacher? What's the point? What are you saying? Make it plain, preacher. I'll make it plain. Don't worry. We are exceptionally grateful for Gary Smalley's life work. Does anyone know who Gary Smalley is? Yes. What I realized as I was studying this week, I did not know that he died a couple of years ago. And huge, credible, but we thank God for his work. Amazing teacher, communicator, author, probably best known for his book on The love languages, exactly. Everyone say love languages. Right. Like other human behavior assessments, I'm going somewhere, bear with me. It's similar to, say, Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. It's similar to personality tests. In that, everyone fits in a quadrant. And you know what I love about people like that? And they hear about these tests and say, oh, I don't believe in any of that stuff. I don't fit in any of that stuff. Well, you know, there's a quadrant for you, the people that don't believe in any of that stuff. So true. But there is a quadrant that you can fit into, that people so neatly package in something. And this is this. The theory is basically this. People give and receive their love expression, Christmas or otherwise, birthdays, Easter, anniversaries, random. People give and receive their love expression 5 different ways, depending on the type of personality, the type of essence you are. Does anybody know them randomly? I'm glad you asked. I'll go through them real quick. Number 1, my favorite, affectionate touch. That's it, eh? Okay, good. Number 2, quality time. Number 3, acts of service. Number 4, words of affirmation, speaking words of life, affirmation. And number 5 is physical gifts. Exactly, physical gifts. Now, very, very cool theory, but I believe that this was given to us by God. I really do. Don't hold me to that. Don't sit there and say, oh, Pastor said that the 5 love languages was the same as the Bible. No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, guys, I believe this is a great truth that can help us relationally to understand one another. I've used it ever since I was first taught it. Now, this rabbit trail ends here. December 25th is the day we exchange all other languages for the language of gifts. Everyone go, ah. Okay, the other 400 people say, ah, thank you. We exchange all other languages this day, December 25th, for the language of gifts. Tammy told me I had to be nice today. And I've learned this because I had an amazing teacher who has helped me in the art of gifts. Am I there yet? No. Don't say amen. But an amazing teacher has showed and has revealed, and now I've discovered why gift giving is such a popular sport. Did you know that gift giving was an incredibly popular sport? Probably more popular than the Super Bowl. Probably more popular than the Stanley Cup Finals. And it's all about this certain exciting progression. And now we're going to push play. All that to say this. The perfect progression. I call it the gift progression. And you can write this down and you can use it if you want. Because I'm not going to lie to you, it's pretty incredible. Okay, number 1 is finding the perfect gift for them. It's the hunt, it's the pursuit, right? It's that chasing it down. What would they like? You know, so-and-so and Tammy all week for the last couple of weeks is, well, what would they like? It's the pursuing of that gift that they love or need. And more hopefully it's love, but oftentimes it's need. It's mating gift with person. The perfect marriage, gift with person. That's number 1. Number 2 is the preparing. It's the presenting of the gift. It's preparation. It's preparing. It's all about this package. Stay with me. Don't lock this door. I shouldn't say bad things when I'm out here, right? Amen. The gift. It's been wrapped. It's got bows. It's got ribbons. Or it's just red polka dots. But when you spend time in the last 20 years, the gift bags have become all the rage. And it's got the beautiful tissue. And it's got the little star. And it's got the bells and the whistles. The gift. It's been presented for that perfect one. So you've got two things. You've got the hunt for the perfect gift. And then you've got the preparing and the presenting of the perfect gift. How it's wrapped, how it's presented, setting the stage. Oh, you know it's under the Christmas tree. Abby said to me this week, she said, you know, when things are under the Christmas tree, don't let them be under there too long. Because, you know, the gift hounds, you know, they'll shake it and they'll press it and they'll crush it and they'll step on it. And they'll try to accidentally let it fall 47 times so it can the corner of it can open. Right? Yeah, I heard of that. That's true.
Yeah, I've done that.
Now, last but not least, no, it's not the end of my message. But last but not least on this, here it is. Seeing the gift received. See, there's the giving, and then there's the getting. There's the great exchange, the giving and the getting. Now, here's the great final progression that everyone loves, that gift giver loves. It's seeing something received with delight or with urgency or with desperation. The gift of a check for $100 so you can stay in your home. Hallelujah. And finally, that it's used and enjoyed. Some people in this room know where I'm going. It's used and enjoyed. In other words, they like it, they'll use it. You could call this gift progress. It's so popular, it's kept stores humming for hundreds of years. Somebody say that's true. This progression has kept stores humming for hundreds of years. Now, finally, this morning, church, let me bring this to today. Now, the true gift. Oh, you knew I couldn't miss this one. The true gift. There is no greater expression than this love progress, this love process, than what the Heavenly Father did for you and for me. Somebody say amen. Tammy alluded to it. The heart of the Father and His perfect gift. Not only is it the greatest story ever told, you've heard it over and over and over. I hope you've heard it over and over and over. The greatest story ever told. But know this, it's not just a pipe and slippers and rocking chair and tell a sweet little story for your kids before they go to bed. This is the living truth that was performed by your Father in heaven and by the Son, Jesus Christ. And He did it for you and He did it for me. And He did it for you and He did it for me. Thank you. So let's look at the three again, but now from the view of heaven. Let's look at it from the view of the divine and watch this explode open as we see this message.
There's a little baby. I see a little baby. Oh, beautiful new babies.
God bless you, Candy. Grayson and Candy's beautiful new baby. Awesome. Squirrel. That's a gift, isn't it? Beautiful children are a gift. Now, where could you go but this? The most famous verse probably in the universe. It's been memorized by tens, hundreds of millions of people. Most people in this room could recite it. You know it full well. For God so loved the world that He gave. I learned something this morning at 6:30. And I'm going to share it in a few minutes. It's huge. Let me say it again. For God so loved the world that He gave. his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And yeah, of course, you know that one. You know the word gave it is in it. You've seen it at football games, the John 3:16 poster that goes up and rah, rah, rah. But I'm going to look at it from the view of these three, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. Now, let's go back to them again. Number one, it's finding the perfect gift they will need or love or want or desperately, desperately desire. For God was mindful from the beginning of time. There is no chase. There's no hunt for this gift. God already knew. The mall did not have to be raided for this gift because it was the gift before the foundation of the universe. It's the redemptive story. Choosing to give his one and only Son to a world that was bankrupt, that was sin-scarred, that was broken. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. The gift of life to a sin-scarred world. See, God already knew what we needed. This is our only need. This is the great need. This is the great gift. The great gift, everyone hear this today, the great gift is to be reconciled back to God. No separation, no veil, no barrier, no religious noise, no guilt, no shame, restored and reconciled back to God. The great gift, and the scripture, why? Why did he give it? So that none will perish, but have everlasting life. Why did he give it? So that none will perish. So no one will die. So no one will be in separation from God forever. It's not his plan. He never wanted separation. Before the foundation of the universe, he had a plan to reconcile humans back to himself. It's desired. Someday this gift is desired for everyone in this room. Listen to me. For everyone in this room. Someday it'll be highly desired, the gift of life. Maybe you're not there yet, but someday it'll be highly desired, the gift of life. Whew. You don't have to re-gift this bad boy. You don't have to sell this one on Kijiji. Thank you. Just say it again, please. Just say it. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, number two, and we're almost done. Preparing and presenting the gift in that very special way. Ah, hence the Christmas story. Whew. This is the biggie, church. This is why we're here. This is why we celebrate. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave his only boy, let him be executed, murdered, and destroyed. But then he raised him to life. As a baby, he came in innocence, in purity. He didn't come with thrones. He didn't come with majesty. He didn't come with heralded with riches and with great gain. He came as a humble, humble little boy, being born in a cave or in a barn. Couldn't even go into a hotel room, can you imagine? Born in a cave or a barn. And barns smell. Humble. Swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. The God-man was born. The God-man was born. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, church. Mary gave birth to God, the Son. Think of the theology, the wonder of that. Listen to me. Mary gave birth to God the Son. Humanity and divinity was instantly, at the moment of conception, divinity and humanity was fused together forever. Did you know that? Forever. Humanity and divinity will be forever fused together. At that moment of conception, the great gift. The great gift. Never to be duplicated, never to be replicated. That's the good news. He was born not to just give good teaching. It's funny, in Alpha, we have these streeters. We, for the people that took Alpha, it's interesting. We have random questions thrown out to people on the street. And they'll ask different things. And, you know, and they'll say, well, who's Jesus? Well, I don't believe he lived. Or, you know, you'll get all sorts of answers. Well, who is Jesus? Or what was the importance of Jesus? And the importance of Jesus was, well, he was just a really good man that had cool hair and had nice sandals and had some very, very cool teaching and will help us with his teaching. I got good news for you. That's not why he came. It's not why he came. You know why he came? To be the ransom. He came to die. To be the ransom. To be the answer for the world. 33 years later, he was executed. He died on the cross to absorb the sins of humanity. He came to eradicate the sins of you and me. And now, I'd be amiss if I didn't do this. Seeing the gift received with delight or with urgency and utilizing it going forward. Whoever believes in him, whoever believes in him, whoever will take him, he gave the gift, whoever will. Amen. Yes, you do. And we're going to pray for you in a few minutes. Whoever gives the gift, someone receives it. Amen? The gift, the beautiful exchange, is the gift given and the gift received. The gift opened. The package opened. And the package utilized. Oh, come on, church. Oh, come on, somebody get excited. Somebody get excited. Whoever believes in him, whoever receives him, whoever takes this Jesus will have life. Whoever takes Jesus as Savior, as King, as friend will have life. Their sins will be thrown in the sea of forgetfulness, and their sins will be thrown as far as the east is from the west. And that's not thinking about a round earth. That is as far as left is from right. It says their sins are gone. Your sins are gone. You come to Christ. The sins that your sins have been removed. You go to heaven. You can go to heaven. You are now pure. You are now perfect. You are now ready for heaven exclusively because of Jesus. Nothing of you. We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes as we close. Ooh, this is good news, church. This is good news, church. Now, taken. Don't open it, but taken and then opened and then utilized. Taken, there's lots of people in this room that have taken Jesus, but have not done anything with it. Did you hear me say that? Lots of people in this room, lots of Christians all over the world have taken Jesus, taken the free gift, have prayed the prayer, and it stops there. They haven't let it change their life. They haven't let the power of the gift change their life. But there are some that are letting the power take their life. There are some that are allowing the power to transform their life, that have utilized, that are taking the gift, are utilizing the gift, and they're being transformed. Oh, come on. That's good news. That's good news as we finish off a year, as we launch into a new year, that some have taken this gift and have been changed and have increased their life 30, 60, 100 times because they've taken the power of the gift of Jesus Christ. Paul, at the very end of his life, reminiscent, wanting, he knows that he's got letters to send to people to give them hope, give them assurance, encourage them, challenge them. Very, very near the end of his life, he's in prison. And we know the scripture, but it struck me this week as I wrote it down, as I looked at it. Church, this is what Paul penned. He said, church, I fought the fight. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've remained faithful. I took the gift and I utilized it. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. Listen to me. And the prize is not just for me, Paul said. But it's for everyone, everyone, everyone who eagerly desires and looks forward to his returning. Are you looking forward to the return of Jesus Christ? Or are you looking forward to some other stuff? Are you looking forward to the return of Jesus Christ? The Bible says in the same way he came is the same way he left is the same way he will return. He floated up to heaven. He's going to float down from heaven. And the gift, the culmination, the completion, I did it, Jesus said. And Paul said, you know what? I utilized this gift. I let the gift of Jesus, I let it be in me. I let it change me. I let it transform me. I became a brand new man because I received and took and utilized the gift. Worship team, if you could come. The gift wrapped in swaddling clothing, a manger. Whew. Now we've looked at the process. We've looked at the sport of giving. I'm going to close, and I will close with this. We're going to finally look at why give a gift. Why give a gift? Any gift. First is going to be the human, the natural. Why give a gift? Okay? I'm going to answer it, so just bear with me, because I have the right answer. And you guys are going to have, you're going to probably, here it is. Why give a gift? The art, the sport of giving is good, but why the gift? If you were to, Here it is. This is going to just, wow, full circle. If you were to ask someone, what is the perfect gift scenario? What's the perfect? It's almost like the chick flick of gift giving. It's perfect. It makes you feel warm inside. No. Give your life to Jesus. Now, listen to me. Listen. If you were to ask anyone random, a streeter question, if you were going to ask somebody on the street, what's the perfect gift scenario? You'd probably hear something like, it's a gracious act of someone to a very deserving recipient, right? That's what Christmas is all about. My beautiful wife that is adorable. My children that are amazing. My grandkids that are the best grandkids on earth. Well, tied with all the others. Someone deserving the gift. Everyone go, oh, the gift. So deserving. Beautiful person that's worked hard all week, all year, all life, and gets that gift that is so deserving. Now, listen to me. That's the natural. Now let me introduce the spiritual, the divine. And this is the difference. This is life. From God's perspective, yes, it's gracious and yes, it's loving, but it's without condition, it's without guile, it's with no strings attached. His love has no strings attached. Aren't you glad that God's love sending Jesus has no strings attached? Aren't you glad that it has no trickery? It has no guile. It has no strings. Aren't you glad? I need more amens. Amen. Thank God there's no trick. But here's the problem. Here's the challenge. It isn't to someone deserving. Don't hate me. I'm just preaching the truth. It isn't someone deserving in the sense that they could earn it. Because if it was deserving and you could earn it, then it wouldn't be a gift, it would be payment. If you could earn it, then it would be payment. Now, how many people know you couldn't pay for your salvation in a trillion years? Oh, come on. You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. Ha. 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 For it was by grace that you have been saved through faith, not of yourself. You couldn't earn it. I can't earn it. I don't deserve it. I can't earn it. I can't deserve it. The gift of salvation you can't earn. You could go to church every day for the rest of your life. Wouldn't earn 15 seconds in heaven. But people that get the gift. No, it's not. It's a gift of God. That it's not by works that anyone could boast or brag about. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus, for your gift. Lord, for some people in this room are getting it for the very first time, the revelation of the gift of salvation. For the very first time, some people are receiving the revelation of salvation in this room. Whew. See, God demonstrated his own love for us and that while we were still sinners, why we couldn't earn it, why we couldn't deserve it, when we deserved it the least, when we deserved it the least and had no way to earn it, he gave his only son, Romans 5:8. Stand with me, church. We're going to worship our King. We're going to worship our Lord. The gift of salvation. The gift that transforms your life. The only thing that will transform life is the gift of Jesus Christ's salvation. It's the only thing that will transform your life. Meditation and levitation and consecration and exaltation and every other tation in the world won't change you. Taking the gift of salvation and letting Jesus Christ radiate and be real in your life is the only thing that'll change you. I close with these thoughts, and that is this. A gift is exactly that. Unearned, it's a gift. Somebody say amen. It's a gift. Unearned, it's a gift. How many people in this room deserve God's grace? God's gift of salvation. How many in this room deserve his gift of grace and salvation? How many? Come on, let me see your hands. Come on, let me see your hands. How many? Zero. Zero deserve it. But Jesus still wants to do it. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. We deserve death, hell, and the grave, but he gave his son. Now, you know what I discovered at 6:30 this morning? Obviously, I've known it before that. But it came true again this morning. The reason that gift giving is in the earth, listen to me. The reason gift giving is on the earth, you know why? Because God loves giving gifts. He loves the atmosphere of gifts. He loves the mercy of gifts. He loves the treasury of gifts. God has always given, and he loves when his kids give. It's gift giving is what God has introduced to the world. You know, the devil's never given anything. All he does is steal, rob, steal, kill, destroy. He's never given anything. And if somebody thinks they've gotten something from the devil, he turns around and kicks them in the teeth. He gives nothing. Jesus gives. The Father gives good gifts. Now, I'm going to ask the question. Is there anyone here that's never received the gift of life? Maybe have come to church 20 times, 30 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. You've maybe bought a pie for your neighbor. You've been a decent person, but you've never given your life to Jesus. And buying pies for your neighbor is a good thing. Just don't get me wrong. It's a good thing. But have never given your life to Jesus. Anyone in this room, you've never actually given, surrendered your life to Jesus. Maybe someone in this room will do it for the first time. And I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Hallelujah, praise the Lamb.
We're going to pray together, corporately. We're going to pray together. Okay? Dear Jesus, everybody, dear Jesus, thank you for coming. Thank you for bringing this gift. Thank you for coming and giving yourself as a gift. Lord, I realize that I can't earn your love. I realize that I can't earn and deserve your grace. And sin keeps me from you. Listen. Sin keeps me from you. I'm asking for you to forgive me of all my sins. Wash me and cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, that your blood makes me perfect. Your blood makes me pure. Your blood makes me acceptable for heaven. I now know it's the only thing that will. Thank you for forgiving me. I take you as a gift, Lord. Now transform me now, I pray, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you made a decision today, maybe for the very first time, well, welcome home. Welcome into the family of God. Come and see me afterwards. Yeah, amen. Maybe for the very first time. Maybe for the very first time. This is a Christmas like none other. Come on. A Christmas like none other. His peace, his joy, his hope will radiate your life. Ah. We were watching Greg Rochelle this morning. Oh, man, was it good. Not as good as me, but it was good. And he said, you know what, church? He says, let's worship this gift. Let's worship the gift. Let's worship the gift. You know what? Full on, not this silent, sweet, little, quiet, fall asleep stuff. I mean worship the gift today. Can we do that? Can we worship and adore and magnify the great gift of heaven and earth? Can we do that now for just a few minutes? And again, if you've made a decision for Jesus Christ and received the gift of salvation today, come and talk to me. Come and talk to the elders. Let's enjoy Jesus. Let's worship the greatest gift that was ever given. Amen? Hallelujah. Sha. Patch over to the song. Which one?
Living Hope.
Living Hope. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
How great the chasm.
We love you, Jesus.
That lay between us. How high the mountain.
Why did you do it, Lord?
I could not.
What's that? Your eternal love?
In desperation.
Oh.
I turned to heaven.
Hallelujah.
And spoke your name into.
Thank you. Christmas season.
Jesus Christ,
come and receive the gift of peace. The gift of peace.
Declare the grave has no claim on. promise.
Hallelujah.
Your buried body began to breathe.
Hallelujah.
Out of the
sun. Thank you for your gifts, Jesus.
The roaring
Thanks for your gifts, Jesus.
Declare the grave has no claim on the promise. Your buried body began to breathe out of the silence. The roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on it. Jesus, yours is the victory.
Service. Jesus, thank you for your gift of life. Father, we don't just receive it today. We utilize it. We access it. We take a hold of it. We let it transform us. Just like Paul, Lord, we've fought the good fight. We're fighting the good fight because your power is in us, because your hope is in us, because your glory is in us. It's nothing from us. It's everything from you. Thank you for the gift of life, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of life, Jesus. And Lord, for anyone that has received you today, Lord, thank you that the Bible says that all of heaven is in a happy dance, that all of heaven, that the angels of heaven are shouting and screaming and celebrating because someone has crossed over from death onto life. They've received the salvation of Jesus Christ, and they're being changed. They were instantly changed, and they're being changed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Again, if someone has received Jesus today, come and see me. I'm going to give you a big hug. Have an incredible day. Have a great Christmas. Listen to me. Last thought. Invite someone to church next Sunday. Would you do that for me? Invite someone to church. Call me crazy, even someone that doesn't know Jesus yet. Call me crazy. Even someone that doesn't know Jesus yet, you bring them to church next Sunday. What a great gift they could have. Come on. What a great gift they could have. Bring someone to church next Sunday. Lord, bless these beautiful people. Give them a great day. Give them a great week. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Amen.